Michael, how are you this morning?
Real good, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on the program. Do you still reside in Ann Arbor?
I do. In fact, I am en route this morning.
You know, there were some business interests that I had, so I had to make that drive quite a bit. It's not too bad a drive, especially if you can, you know, tend to some phone calls and whatnot. It's not bad at all.
Well, yeah, I've managed to. Most of my staff now have figured out they can call me early in the morning or they can call me after 6, and they'll always get me on the phone.
Prior to taking the job at the MEDC, you served as president and CEO of Ann Arbor Spark, and that's a public-private partnership whose mission was to advance innovative-based economic development in Ann Arbor. You had so much success there. Why is that?
Well, I think the thing that we did most effectively is that we practice what we call open source economic development. The idea was that we would not have a parochial view about anything that we did. We worked collaboratively with partners all across the state. As we discovered things that worked, we share them very proactively with other organizations. So this idea of really working toward the greater good of the region and of the state, I think, was the most important point in our success.
What will be the differences in the way that the MEDC operates now as compared to before you took over the job?
Well, I don't know that I have the best information with respect to how it operated, but things that I heard was that there was a lack of transparency, and we're trying to make that a priority. We're starting with providing as much information as we can reasonably can to the governor, to the legislature, to our economic development peers, and then to our citizenry. We want to be as proactive as we can and practice things like economic gardening, this concept of being open source. So we're trying to just bring some new techniques to the table that didn't necessarily exist at MEDC prior to Governor Snyder's term.
I know you must be pleased that Governor signed the bill that added $10 million to the Pure Michigan campaign.
Well, the Pure Michigan campaign is very important. It is the primary marketing vehicle for the state of Michigan that we have. And it's not an unreasonable amount of money to spend. It really drives a very favorable, return on the investment. We know that tourists come here in significant numbers as a result of that advertising, so much so that it more than pays for itself. And so we are very pleased that the legislature and the governor supported the additional funding for Pure Michigan.
Michael, how do you weed through the information that decides whether Pure Michigan works or doesn't work? There are entities like the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, which believes that it's a waste of money, that you don't get the return. But when you talk to people, when you see the awards that come in, advertising agencies have been on this program and told us that it does work. How do you know what to believe?
Well, I think that we should really take a very modest view of the impact of Pure Michigan. We're not trying to identify multiplier effects and things like that. We use an organization called Longwoods that is one of the most respected research organizations out there within this space. And they have done a comprehensive analysis year after year to determine if, in fact, there is a positive ROI. In other words, for every dollar spent, do we get more in tax dollars coming into the state of Michigan? And that was also then validated by Michigan State and some researchers at Michigan State University. And the facts are is that the Pure Michigan campaign, for every dollar that we spend, it returns a little over $3 to our state in the form of taxes that are paid by folks who come to our state and take advantage of the various tourism amenities that we have.
Michael Finney is the president and CEO of the MEDC. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We've got a few more questions for Michael. When you try to figure out what to do with the alternative film incentives plan, I've seen information saying that it has done a lot to bring jobs and bring money back into the economic locales wherever films are being shot, but then I hear on the other side that it's not bringing enough money in, and these people are making a lot of money on these tax breaks. How do you see that plan?
Well, first of all, I think Governor Snyder has acknowledged that the film industry has brought up, you know, a lot of visibility to our state from sector, you know, from a sector that historically wasn't here. I think the important thing to note, though, is that it is a very expensive subsidy for an industry that, you know, hasn't been able to demonstrate that it's sustainable without the subsidies, no matter where you look at it. And so what the governor has recommended and we support is a $25 million incentive pool that would be available to support the film industry. We, by the way, took the data from the report that was done by the film industry and by the tourism bureaus, which was, I think it was done by Ernst & Young. We took that information and we looked at that on the same basis that we did for Pure Michigan to calculate the ROI. In other words, does the expenditures bring in as much or more tax revenue to the state than what we spend? So we just looked at it on a pure ROI basis. As I mentioned earlier, Pure Michigan brings in about $3 for every dollar that we spend. In the case of the film industry, it's actually 28 cents for every dollar that we spend. And so even though, you know, there's a lot of positives about it, I'm not discounting that. If you look at any of these expenditures and try and understand, you know, are they having the impact that we want and is it a sustainable program, it's one where we are concerned about its sustainability. And certainly it's an uncapped expenditure where we reimburse up 42% of the expenditures made by production. It was simply not sustainable.
Is there a buzz? Does the buzz that, hey, they're making movies in Michigan have a value?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, anything that brings favorable PR to the state of Michigan has value. And you really have to measure it against other things that you may need to spend money on. And given that the governor is focused on reducing the structural deficit problem we have of $1.5 billion, you really have to ask yourself, can you have an uncapped incentive where we reimburse 42% of production costs and other costs? And that's where you literally have to ask yourself the question. And I think the governor's recommendation is, you know, his response to that uncapped incentive.
You recently announced that a partnership of U.S. and Japanese companies has created opportunities for 10 Michigan businesses to receive tax credits. Talk about that job that you've been working on, that this could create 1,900 new jobs.
Okay, yeah. So yesterday, the Mega Board, the Michigan Economic Growth Authority, approved 10 additional projects. I don't know that those are tied to the Japanese. They are not necessarily tied to the Japanese. They are a variety of different companies that represent a number of different sectors. And these are companies that are now in a growth mode in our state. They're pretty excited about what their business prospects, you know, appear to be. And we're excited that they've chose to invest and grow in the state of Michigan.
And the big one, of course, is the Spartan Motors deal, which will create 400 new jobs. And the company plans to invest more, almost $5.5 million over the next 5 years.
Right. Yeah. Spartan Motors has been a pretty good success story over the years for the Lansing region. And they were one of the projects that was approved yesterday.
Michael, thanks so much. Look forward to talking with you again.
Great. Thank you, Tony.